All that money is helped by a vast range of equipment and materials: food, water, medicine, vitamins, surgical supplies, plastic sheeting, and body bags. Delivering aid to those in need is a monumental task. Roads are impassable, ports have been obliterated, boats run the risk of grounding as waterways, reefs, and sandbars have been reshaped. And at some airports, supplies are piling up because there are not enough trucks to get aid out to the field. To learn more about how individual donations find their way to those most in need, we turn to Erwin Redliner at the National Center for Disease Preparedness at Columbia University in New York. He says tracking how individual donations are used to meet tangible needs is complicated.
It's not like you can call up next week and say, did you buy blankets with that $100 I sent you, and can you send me the name of whoever it is that got them? That can't happen. It's not possible, nor would we want the big agencies to be trying to track donations, smaller donations, particularly with that degree of detail. It would be highly inefficient and not necessary. Some of the larger, especially UN organizations, have their own supply lines and warehouses, and there are supplies ready to go, and they'll be able to use supplies immediately and then pay to have more supplies replenish what they've used as the disaster proceeds. So it's kind of a continuous process with money coming in, replenishing the resources that the agencies have to do their work, and the process is actually vitally dependent upon an ongoing source of revenue from the public and from grants and whatever, both in between and during the actual crises.
Dozens of relief and aid agencies moved into a full throttle response very quickly. How do you prevent redundancies in that effort to make sure that there's several people who aren't doing exactly the same thing?
In my experience, in large disaster situations, it's almost impossible to be totally efficient. You may have hundreds of organizations and thousands of people who are coming in an area to help, so coordinating them can be a difficult task. There are formulas for getting a basic initial handle on how much of particular items you'll need for a particular population that's been affected by a disaster. So the number of water purification tablets or the number of blankets or emergency tents as shelters would be determined, and then as donations start to come in, you are hopefully mapping what's coming in against what the need is. Very shortly thereafter, we really do have the need to make sure that, for example, children have things to play with and distract them, that there is sufficient clothing for people. These become part of the vital needs of anybody who's caught in a disaster like this.
Erwin Redliner, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Erwin Redliner is the director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at the Melman School for Public Health at Columbia University.